This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Well, thank you. I love that. Yeah, incredible.
It's Choni G, and he got involved. He sang it with the Khayelitsha Choir, and I thought it is absolutely incredible.
Oh, my goodness. How beautiful is that? And just digressing quickly. So we have put together, I mentioned in a previous broadcast that because of Yom HaShoah, because of the crisis in which we all are living right now, we've put together a 30-40 Yom HaShoah. And we have the speakers, etc. And then it ends with the Hatikva. But what is so spine tingling about it? It's across your, you have 70 different faces. They are Moriah College students. Moriah College has an extraordinary music faculty, and it's the Moriah College Orchestra. They're playing by Zoom, each one in their own home. They're different orchestras, and they come together with this unbelievable version of the Hatikva. It is so chilling. It's just amazing.
Oh, well, I'd love to see that, Vic. So if you could, if you could send that, that would be, I don't know if it's ready yet, but, when it is, if you could send that to us, we'll certainly play it here because it sounds amazing.
I will do that. And it's school students, and they've just come together, and the timing is just exquisite in their own homes, and together they create the most amazing version of Hatikva. I'll send it to you.
Brilliant. Thank you. Tell us about this Jewish couple coming back from Sydney, coming back to Sydney from London to get married.
So young couple, age 32 and fit and young, been living in London for a while, but former Sydneysiders, and came back to London and traveled through, from London, but through Israel and Johannesburg and Singapore, and came back to Sydney as we know, when you come to Australia now, you have to go into quarantine for 14 days. And they did and got tested, and both were diagnosed positive with the coronavirus.
Oh, my
God. So they talk about actually, as the young man, John O'Sidley, his name is, he said, it felt like I was having a panic attack. It felt like I was suffering all 10 plagues. He said it was terrible. The good news is that both now recovered. They've both now tested negative. They basically recovered from the virus, and they're both fine, thank God. And they're going to be going ahead and getting married. But it was just this young couple, healthy couple, but both got it. And so it's just brought home. And obviously, as all communities are seeing, it basically just comes closer and closer.
Yep.
And,
absolutely. Very, very.
And others in this country now
Yeah. So what is the current status, in Australia?
So in Australia, there's about 6,000 people have been diagnosed with the virus, and death is around 60. So it's, interesting piece actually in one of today's major newspapers by an economist saying that arguing that he thinks that Australia has overreacted, but he's quoting scientists from Stanford, from here and there, and all sorts of numbers and comparisons, but also makes the point that because Australia was pretty quick in putting measures in place, crediting that with the cliche which is used all the time now, flattening the curve, crediting that with flattening the curve in this country. And it seems to be being flattened, but the restrictions are all in place in terms of movement, in terms of what you can do, what you can't do, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. So that's the situation currently. All the restrictions are still in place, but hopefully, it's the curve is on the way down.
Yeah, but exactly, we do seem to be getting the sense that with there no recent global hotspots, Australia does seem to be doing reasonably with it. So let's hope that that this is something that can now be managed. Just tell us about the Sydney Holocaust survivor.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Absolutely.
His name is Eddie Jaku. Today is his 100th birthday.
Wow.
He is the most inspirational, and it's not just that he's turning 100, as if that were not achievement enough. But when you meet him, you have never met a more cheerful, positive, loving life person ever. And I'm not saying that just because he's a survivor. And before the museum, Jewish museum, closed down, as everything else has, he was in the museum 3 times a week telling people his story. And he describes himself as, I'm the luckiest man alive and the happiest man on earth. And he tells his story in such a positive way. His wife, so he turns 100 today. His wife is 94. They've been married for 74 years.
She's also
a survivor. She comes from Thessaloniki, which will speak to the Sephardic listeners out there.
Of course.
So she's from Thessaloniki. He came from Eastern Europe. And today is his 100th birthday. And his son has been on our board, on the board of deputies, executive, etc. So there was going to be a major celebration in the Jewish Museum for him today. Obviously, it's not happening. Except by remote, but it's just wonderful, and
what,
you know,
story.
Hopefully I'm to 120 at least.
absolutely incredible. And finally, a list showing that 4 out of 10 of Australia's wealthiest people are Jewish.
Well, that's right. This is a list which one of the newspapers publishes every year, called the Rich List, and it used to be top 200. It's now the top 250. About 25% of them are of the Jewish community, even though the community is 5% of the population, and 4 of the top 10 are Jewish, which is including number 1, 3, 8, and 10 are Jewish, which is actually incredible. And the man who's number 1, his name is Anthony Pratt. I mean, the credit initially comes from him. The number 1 is a man named Anthony Pratt. His father, Richard Pratt, set up this company called Visy, V-I-S-Y, which is the largest cardboard manufacturing company in the world. And he's worth just a mere 16 billion Australian dollars.
Wow.
So 4 of the top 10 are Jewish, and a quarter of the top 250 are a member of the community, which is extraordinary, given that the community is only 0.5% of the population.
Unbelievable.